So with that, I believe we have the bill sponsor here. If Representative Russell would like to come right up and get things going.
Good afternoon, Senator Rennie. Representative, she's gone now. Yeah. She was there. and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. My name is Ron Russell, and I represent House District 17, the towns of Bucksport, Orland, Penobscot, and Verona Island, right in the middle of the Penobscot. I will be speaking today in support of LD 1179, an act to reestablish the Marine Recreational Fishery Advisory Council at the Department of Marine Resources. This bill originated in discussions with a knowledgeable constituent in the district about inadequate representation in policymaking at the Department of Marine Resources for Maine citizens involved in recreational and traditional sustenance saltwater fishing along our coast and coastal estuaries. I'll tell you a little story about that constituent. So I began my campaign in the town of Penobscot, where I grew up, and I'm riding along with the driver, who is knowledgeable about modern day Penobscot, since I moved all the way to Verona Island. And I remarked, I grew up in that house right there. And he said, well, you should know the person that lives in that house now. Very important for some of the things he'd done. So I met him, and along the way, he told me about his thoughts about representation at DMR for recreational fishing. From that discussion and discussions with other stakeholders, the DMR liaison, and my own research, I learned several things about this issue. By statute, Maine DMR's primary mission is to support, regulate, manage, and promote our commercial fisheries. Yet it also regulates and supports our recreational fishery. DMR's homepage, which I passed out a copy, when you go to it, it's in bright color, but the aide couldn't make me color copies, sort of gives you the impression that there's two sides to the fishery here in Maine, both the commercial side and the recreational side. Let's see. DMR's homepage gives equal billing to each side of this important Maine resource, leading one to assume the recreational side of our saltwater fishery has significant importance to the state. I also learned that DMR had a Recreational Fishery Advisory Council until 1999. Maine DMR currently has 9 advisory councils, with all being created by statute to help the department hear input from those involved in our fisheries. Amongst those councils, there are 98 members. The composition of each council is designed by its appropriate statute. 8 of the councils deal with a specific commercial fishery, and the 9th is a general DMR advisory council. On that council, one member is designated to be a recreational fisherman. Currently, that is held by a tackle shop owner, and one as a public member, which is currently held by a marine scientist at the Nature Conservancy. In the compositions of the other 9 councils, 4 have a single public member, and as in the Maine Advisory Council, each works in a commercial fishery or related field. To recap, 9 councils, 98 members, and really no specific member dedicated to representing Maine's recreational fishery that is not involved with commercial fishing directly, supports the industry, or holds a business or owns a business devoted to serving Maine's commercial fishing industry. In my discussions with the department liaison, she felt there was adequate representation, leading me to suggest that maybe an alternate approach to this bill to reestablish the recreational council could be to add additional members truly representing recreational fishermen to the Maine Advisory Council. Yet the department did not provide a response to me on that idea, leaving me to assume that they maintained their position that additional representation was not needed, which still seemed inadequate to me. While recreational fishing may not be covered specifically in Maine's Right to Food Amendment, it does suggest that recreational saltwater fishing by citizens should have a voice in policy affecting the public recreational side of this common resource. I do hope you will give serious consideration to the reestablishment of this council to give recreational and personal subsistence side of our saltwater fishing tradition proper representation going forward. In conclusion, I ask the committee to recommend an ought-to-pass report on LD 1179. I thank you for your time, and I'm happy to answer any questions.